You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Yeah, but we're going to start with what's undoubtedly going to be the biggest news today, and it is one of the biggest moments in Britain's recent history, because the UK will officially leave the European Union at 11 p.m. this evening, ending 47 years of membership. In a video message to released at 10 o'clock this evening, Prime Minister Boris Johnson will call Brexit a new dawn. Pro and anti-Brexit demonstrators and marches are being held across the UK, and the UK flag is being taken down from the EU institutions in Brussels. Little will change immediately because the UK is entering a transition period. Most EU laws will continue to be enforced, including the free movement of people, until the end of December, by which time UK aims to have reached a permanent free trade agreement with the EU. So obviously, guys, it's a big moment for the UK. Like, looking back on the whole kind of Brexit process in general, what are you kind of like feeling at this moment? Because it's finally about to become real. After all those delays, it's becoming real.
I think it's interesting the way that we've all kind of become so used to the disparity in the country because of Brexit that, in a way, I feel like even the strongest of Remainers can agree that at least, you know, we're moving one way or the other. And it might not be what, you know, 47% of the country wanted, but at least something's happening. And, you know, in a way, I'm kind of glad that at least we're not just stuck in this like stalemate, this checkmate anymore. Something's changing at least.
I mean, I'm not too worried at the moment. Nothing's changing. It's not sort of, I mean, hit me seems like a bit of an exaggeration, but you know what I mean. There's nothing's changing. For the whole of 2020, we're going to have EU laws. I feel like any sort of impact on it is going to perhaps except economic ones. When it comes to legislation, the changes are going to come when we start to make our own laws and put what currently the laws we abide by in terms of the EU, when we start to put those into our own legislation. I feel like that's when we're going to start to see a difference, although we'll be interested to see the proportion in which there's change. How many of the EU laws are we going to go, great, we'll have that, thank you, and just put it straight in? I'll be interested to see how much actually changes.
And I think we don't really know the impacts, the negative outcomes, and I agree that also we will going to see the economical outcomes in a few like months or a year. But it is clear that now European Union is just struggling a bit, and they're looking for new allies like Albania, but I don't know what they're going to do about it.
Yeah, everything is changing. I think a lot of people are saying about today is that everything changes, but nothing changes at the same time. Yeah, and like you said, we don't know what is going to be the overall outcome of Brexit for, even after we've left and we've, you know, left the transition period, like the overall economic stuff, we won't find out for like a good few years down the line until what the actual overall effects are. So like looking at Brexit as like a whole 3-year process, are people like tired? Like you said, do you feel kind of tired that it's taken this long? Or
I don't think anyone should have expected it to be any quicker. It's a massive change. Of course it was going to take a long time. Of course it was going to take a long time to negotiate. I think we revoked Article 50 quite quickly, actually, whereas I think perhaps some preparation could have gone in ahead of time. That letter was sent off very, very quickly after the vote. And so I feel like anyone who thought it was going to go quickly, anyone who thought it was going to be a quick process, they were a bit naive, I think.
I think that kind of links back to the fact that so many people felt like they were misinformed about Brexit in the first place. There was all the things about the news and parties not necessarily telling the whole truth, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, whether that's, you know, no one really understanding what Brexit was before the vote. And that's why there was such an uproar when everything started to happen. So I think that a lot of people are tired of Brexit and sick of hearing about it, because people didn't necessarily expect when so much of what people were told was, we're just going to vote and then we're going to leave and then we'll govern ourselves. I think a lot of people took that to mean, we'll vote, then we'll leave and we'll be fine, which once the vote kind of happened and everything fell the way it did, and like you said, it probably was naive, but I think a lot of that does have to do with how the country was essentially not necessarily misinformed or given incorrect information. It's just no one could have predicted.
Yeah.
No one could have predicted what would happen, because really, I don't think we've ever seen something to this scale and this kind of, well, democratic institution.
We're definitely, this country is very divided, and sort of any hope of it unifying, I'm not sure, is going to come true. On this article, it was talking about how tonight there's going to be a reception at Downing Street for cabinet ministers, and there's going to be English sparkling wine, and there's going to be canapes. And currently, Nish Kumar is trending on Twitter because of a Horrible Histories clip he made. Don't know if anyone saw it. And he was just talking about how a lot of like the English,
is it the Queen Victoria,
the English traditions of like sugar, like tea with your sugar, and all of that. That's not a British tradition. Like, think from where that actually came from, and all of those classic ideas. And now he's getting a lot of hate on Twitter, and so I feel like that sort of continued divide isn't going to end anytime soon.
That does feel a bit unnecessary. I think at the end of the day, you can't deny that Britain and, you know, England especially, you know, so much of our culture is from other cultures. When I think, I can't remember what it was, but a few years ago they were voted for like the most English meal that you can have, and like a curry one, because you know, it's, our society is such an incredible blend. It's so diverse, and I think to ignore that is ridiculous. But also, you can kind of, I can understand why Downing Street are doing what they're doing, and it's, you know, all publicity and
Although I think realistically it's, you know, actually quite toned down with what, I mean, if you imagine what they could have done. I mean, because there was a lot of people kind of like getting annoyed that Big Ben wasn't going to bong, and then no one was going to pay money into make sure Big Ben bongs, and then obviously that's not happening, and it's all very low key, because I think it does say something that they don't want to kind of like rub it in your face, I guess.
Like, if riots.
And if everyone was celebrating, if we were all really happy about this decision, then I feel like it would go down a lot better. But when so much of the population are just commiserating today, I'm not sure that any of that would have been particularly popular. And ultimately, a politician is just someone seeking popularity, aren't they? So they're not going to want to do something to go against that.
It's probably the most accurate reflection of current politics that we've had.
And I don't think that we're just quite enough focused on the educational side of it, because, like, the Brexit means the ending of the alliance with Europe, and there are lots of students comes from Europe, European countries, and also there are some agreements between universities in Europe and UK, and it will just, these procedures will change in the 2 years' time. And actually, we still don't know about how it will affect in education. And also, I kind of just see some similarities of this situation of the world with the period of 20th century, if you remember, the rising of fascism kind of a thing, and the nationalism. It's kind of, the world just goes in that way. We can just see this, examples in the U.S. with Trump, in Turkey with Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and in here, the kind of, I don't know, there's similarities. I don't say that they're the same, but we see the nationalism a lot in here. And as you said, UK is a diverse country, but even though we, the government, try to just rise the nationalism again. That's my idea.
No, I think you're exactly right. That it's kind of like the populist surge it's been put down to, all across the world. And I think kind of what you alluded to there is like it happened before in the past, but then it's kind of like a wiggly line, but it'll go back down again, and then eventually there'll be kind of like a shift in the other way, and then who knows, we may end up rejoining the EU and then maybe leaving again and then joining back again, but who knows, because that's obviously years down the line. But
the EU will become obsolete and we'll create a new,
essentially the same thing again.
The same group with all the same countries with similar laws, but we'll pretend it's different.
But it's just got a different name. And one final point before we go to a song is, do you think that the whole kind of like Brexit thing has kind of like changed how you view politics? Have you more interest in it? Has it, you paid more attention to it because of Brexit?
I sort of think it came in at a time where I mean, me particularly, I was sort of getting to an age where I was able to understand it. So I sort of feel like I've, my political knowledge has sort of grown along the Brexit process. What was I, 15? So that sort of makes sense at a point where I sort of begin to understand the consequences. And then studying politics now, it's definitely, everyone likes to, as soon as they find out you study politics, I'm sure you feel the same.
God,
there.
Yes.
They love
yes.
to have a political debate with you about Brexit. So I'll be glad when that's ended. But I feel like, yes, I've realised really quickly, day after, when what is the EU was the most Googled thing, that was when I went, oh my goodness, yes, education, political education is so important, and it made me think about how it should be essential within schools and sort of as a foundation for a lot of people. That's sort of how I felt. I was surprised that people had to go out of their way to learn such key information.
Yeah, and it's like you said, being a politics student, it's like, oh, when you tell someone, it's like, oh, that's an interesting degree, oh, that's an interesting one. That's a, yes, it is. Yes, it very much is.
Well, like, as a foreign, I can truly say that in my country, even the local newspapers just wrote about the English politics, and I was interested in politics, but I wasn't, just interested in Turkish politics. However, with the, British politics, I get to know more about it. So I can say, yes, it's definitely just affects my idea, the Brexit, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And so either this is the end or just the end of the beginning. We may never know, because Brexit is at 11 o'clock this evening. And
this is URN.